Cover a few things, man, but there's so much going on with you, man. My tongue got tied, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, but shoot. Tell my good listeners what's going on with you, man.
Well, I'm a dating and sex coach, and I teach men and women how to find great relationships without bullshit, man. Just being real about things and keep things 1,000. Instead of lying and stuff.
Well, do you see, well, I don't know. I know you've coached a lot of guys over the years, and what do you see as the most common problem with the guys for not being able to find a relationship or the person that's right for them?
Well, I think most of them don't know how to be men. They forgot how men act, or they don't know how men used to act and behave, and nowadays they're acting in a way that's just totally opposite of real men. You know, they, you know, unfortunately for a lot of those individuals, they were told all their lives they're probably winners. And then when they came into life, life punched them right in the face, and they don't know how to handle it. So, you know, they're just doing things all backwards.
Interesting. And I notice you've coached them on trying to find that right woman in their life, and I know that's a whole nother deep subject.
Well, don't finding the right woman, you gotta learn how to be the right man. And that's the problem. They don't know how to make demands, or they don't know how to be selfish. They don't understand that men are selfish individuals, because at the end of the day, it's all about us.
So what would you say? What would you say is the starting point, man? Because a lot of the guys I know, and I've talked to them, and I know you talk to them over and over again, I mean, they don't even know where they're missing. They don't even know where they're slacking. They don't even know, I mean, how far off the mark they really are, like you said, because they've never been taught or shown anything any different. So they stuck. They don't even know they stuck. I guess that's the scary part.
Well, they are where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be the guys that sit around while their women complain about people like you and me. You know, they call them up late at night, have them come over, and they talk to people like us, you know what I mean, about us, you know. They're so busy watching TV, living in these pod relationships where they, like, you know, two guys, one girl, three girls, two guys, you know, they just all hanging out and not even trying to do the main thing they're trying to, is, you know, having sex. They really want to have sex, but just don't know how to go about doing it or going to asking for it.
You can't just write them a note.
Well, this is in high school, I mean, elementary, where it's like, I like you, do you like me, check the box, yes or no. No, they can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just being silly there for a minute. But I noticed you got some interesting topics, man, so I just want to touch on them for a second here. One of the topics, or advice, should I say, why you say no to dinner dates.
Well, the reason I say no to dinner dates is because you guys have to do something that you've never done before, and that's talk. You don't have a mouthpiece on you, and this tags on to what you asked me earlier. A lot of guys, you know, when I came up and when you came up, when we were meeting women, we would talk to them. We had no choice. It's either eat, hunt, or die. You know, and nowadays these guys have these what we call matrix type relationships where all they're doing is talking on the internet or typing and texting. And then when they have the opportunity to meet the woman face to face, they don't know what to say to her. You know, they do what we call the boring Bob questions, the who, what, where, why, when, dumbass questions that make a woman say, you know what, I don't want to do anything, have anything to do with him. But I'll have something to do with what he's giving me. Sure, they're going to take a free meal. Anybody would do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I know this is a good one coming up on Valentine's Day, because a lot of people out there in this world, man, they stuck on all kind of holidays, pagan holidays. They just stuck on holidays. They use any reason for nothing, really.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that? I should say, why do you feel they shouldn't celebrate it?
Well, first off, as a man, I'm enough to spend Valentine's Day with. Valentine's Day to me is for guys that really know what they're doing in the bedroom, because it kind of tells you that these guys are pandering for sex. You know, I'm going to take her out, give her chocolates, roses, and flowers just so she can give me a little bit of ass at the end of the day. And when you're a man, you can go in your yard and pick up a daisy out the yard and give it to her, and she will cherish that more than anything you've ever done. And if, guys, y'all don't believe me, how many of you guys ever went over a girl's house and she had that wilted flower either on her desk or in her book or hanging on the wall? That was from that dude.
And they holding on to it, huh?
And they holding on to dear life. Yes, the memories. Oh, yeah.
And my sisters, boy, help my sisters out, man. What could you tell them to get them away from these knuckleheads? It seemed like, and that's funny, too, because they say they'd never date the same guy, but it seemed like women repeat the same role, same type guy over and over again. May have the same different name, but the same type of knucklehead.
Well, the thing is, they don't understand men. You know, for women, they don't understand how men are. Guys, if you take away the electricity, the lights, the phone, the internet, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you take all that away and bring us back to our primal nature. Women are attracted to the alpha males. Now, not to say these individuals who are irresponsible alpha males. What I'm saying is that they just have this kind of quality that turns a woman on by being able to say no. Even though some of these guys are irresponsible individuals, it's the mere fact then they can tell a woman no.
Interesting. Guys, I hope you guys out there taking notes somewhere, because you're not going to get this anywhere else free.
For real.
So what else you got going on, man? I know your schedule is full of appearances, and, you know, you helping people all over the country, you know, fix their situations.
Well, I just basically, you know, we do radio shows. I do shows for women on Mondays. I do shows for men on Wednesdays. I do a lot of YouTube videos and coaching and things like that. It's just really busy because I'm helping guys all over the world and women, you know, preferably in the United States right now. It hasn't expanded with them, but it's just a lot of work, man, a lot of work, because changing mindsets and behaviors is a real hard thing to do when you've been doing something all your life one way. Here I am. I come along and say the way you're doing it is wrong. You need to try it this way.
I guess I'm still kind of lost. Now, I guess I'm lost in the sense that, I mean, either man is kind of like, I guess that's the old school train of thought. Either man is born a man or he isn't. I mean, how do you instruct a man how to be a man, even if he's a man as having male parts, but his whole mindset is totally screwed up?
Well, you have to really unplug them. You've got to, what I do is technically like the Matrix. I will unplug you. I will upload information. Then I'll send you back into this Matrix. And you will kind of be a Neo because, you know, you'll follow the laws of the land. But when it comes to relationships, you don't play by those same rules that normal weak-ass guys play by.
Give me a couple examples, Steve.
Okay, well, we talked about, you know, not paying for dinners. One thing we always tell guys is that never ask for a woman's phone number. That's one of the biggest things we always tell guys, because as a man, you know, I'm the star in the town. I'm the king of kings, you know, and it's all about me. And if you want to get on my train, you pick up the phone and call me, because I don't really need you like that, because there's so many of you like that out there. I have choice. The next thing.
Isn't that one of the first thing guys do when they meet a woman out at a club or somewhere, out in the street somewhere, is ask them for their phone number?
Well, like if the club is the, no, they do one thing worse before. These women drinks. You're buying a complete stranger a drink. You don't know anything about her, but you're buying her a drink because you think that's the way you're going to get the tail. And what I always tell guys, I will buy a woman a drink, but I'm not doing it for sexual purposes. I'm doing it because I want to have some company with me while I drink. But if you're buying a woman a drink to impress her for sex, then you're caking over that shit.
It seems like, too, it's a lot of misconceptions, too, and I guess guys are at fault for that, too, because it seems like when they meet women nowadays, it seems like women think that's all that the man is about is having sex with them.
Well, that's all we want at the end of the day. See, what I would tell a woman or any of my female clients is to always ask a guy what his intentions are. What is his intentions? And if he says anything other than sex, it's a red flag, because we want sex. I mean, when I look at you for the first time, I don't look at you and say, wow, she knows how to knit. She likes to take long walks in the park. She loves to read books. She watches Steve Harvey on TV. I don't see any of that. What I see is that round ass, those titties, thighs, there's something on her you see that attracts you to her.
Now, what happens with these women out here that don't want to find themselves attractive to a man, let alone her man? They think the man just supposed to be settled or be satisfied with whatever they presenting to him.
I guess that's how it works. No, I would say definitely not. Because these ladies have to realize, and this sounds real cocky, but this is just what it is. You're going after that man's last name. You're going after his ring and his time. Unless you're a cake and you're taking your wife's last name, that's a whole other story. But it's all about the man. And we don't have to do anything. You have to work hard to get us, especially a man, because a man is going to hold his last name with high standards, morals, values, laws, rules, and codes. And as a woman, you're going to have to work extra hard to get that man's last name. Whereas when you're dealing with a male, he'll hand that over to you like Halloween candy, especially when you first meet him. You know, first thing he's doing, he's giving his respect away to you, telling you how beautiful you are, bending over backwards, wanting to take you out to eat and all those other things. He's not making you work hard for his name and his legacy.
Interesting. And, I mean, you're absolutely right with that, because at the end of the day, the woman is after the man's last name, because not too many men, or should I say, I don't know any men taking a woman's last name on anything.
Jay-Z.
Well, no, he ain't using her name, is he?
Well, he's got her last name. I think he's Jay-Z. He's one of the guys that have taken Beyonce's last name. Y'all look it up. Y'all don't believe me, guys. Look it up.
I think it was one other man I remember, too, about Leon Isaac. I think back in the day, was it Leon Isaac Kennedy? He took Jane Kennedy's last name or something.
Sad. So sad.
Yeah, I don't even understand what that's all about. Are you just trying to get fame, or are you trying to hit?
Well, it's just you, again, most males don't know, big dog. They don't know what their last name means and the value of it. You know, it's like Coca-Cola marrying Pepsi, and it's called Pepsi Coca-Cola. You know, come on, really?
Wow. I don't understand why, even in marriage situations, not that some of them falter, but they do. I don't understand why it's not a standing order. Once that union separates, that the man automatically gets his name back, and the woman has to go back to being who she was.
Well, those are rules by the government that are set for the woman, and that's a whole different ball game. That, you know, it. Stuff like that starts off with how you see yourself. Because when a woman can make you compromise and smells sugar in your tank, she's not going to respect you. And she's going to do everything she can to dog you out, which she'll use the legal system against you. But, yeah, that's a whole different ball game now.
Wow. So what would you advise us guys, us guys, because I am a guy, to do to have what they would call a semi-perfect situation dealing with the opposite sex?
Well, every relationship is broken down. I have a system, and it's broken down to meeting and dating, meeting and dating, relationships, living together, engagement, and marriage. And every phase, you have what I call a powwow. Now, first off, every woman that you, if you're doing this correctly, every woman you mess with should come through what I call the AAA farm system. They gotta work hard to make the roster. And once they're on the roster, depending on their worth and how they behave, is where they're gonna land on the roster. So if you're in a meeting and dating type relationship, again, for me, I don't do the male friend things. You can have male friends. You can go out and you can do whatever you want while we just hanging out and getting to know each other. But if you get in a relationship with me, keyword relationship, then you start to become a representation of me. So you must behave in a certain manner. And male friends is not happening. And if you have a problem with that, I mean, I'm just saying these are one of the things, one of many. If you have a problem with something like that, then we fall back. And that way it solves the issues of problems, because one of the main things I teach the guys is that I'm a drama-free man. And we can laugh and we can pillow fight and we're playing around, but I will tell you right then and there, look, you know, I don't deal with drama. If you bring drama in my life, you're gone. We're not going to Dr. Phil. We're not having marriage counseling. I'm not going to apologize and try to make, you're gone, period. And the reason I say that is because a lot of men have women that go to work every day that don't disrespect the boss. They don't yell and scream at the CEO and president. They don't throw things at the CEO or president. They don't tell the CEO or president what to do in on their company. But yet, it seems like they go home and dog their men out as if their job means more than their relationship. And what I'm trying to tell men is that, look, you've got to keep her on those eggshells. If she even pumps enough blood in her heart to go through her muscles to form disrespect, she's gone, period. And it's simple. Big dog, it is simple. And that's why there are no problems with the system I have. Because every phase we go through, there are going to be different types of expectations. And if we cannot come to an agreement, we're just going to fall back but never go forward.
Well, I can see that being helpful for a lot of guys, man, because a lot of guys, they're not even on the right road, man. And I guess I can see a lot of problems they would have, because I see them and talk to them a lot of times myself. They're lacking respect of themselves.
Right.
So even in their relationship with their females, they're subjected to dealing with that type of behavior that you just talked about, because they're already down, you know. They lack it in themselves, you know.
Yeah, it's called these put up with relationships. You know, the woman is disrespecting them and all this other stuff, and they don't see the value in themselves. So, I'm sorry, baby, what can I do? You know, I know you're having a bad day, it's okay. Or she'll say to him, you know, I'm sorry, you know. It'll go either way, but they forgive. They allow, and what they do is what I call rewarding bad behavior. I mean, I'm sure you had a dog at one time or a puppy, and the first thing it usually does when it comes in your house, it'll piss or shit in a room and look at you and see what kind of master you are. Are you going to reward it with Scooby snacks, or are you going to say, look, you know, you put his face in there, pat it in the butt, and put it outside? And what happens is, as soon as you compromise your standards to a woman, as soon as you say sorry or apologize for the things that you feel adamant about, your relationship is over. Because at that time, she knows you're the bitch in the relationship, and she's going to start treating you as a bitch.
Wow. Guys, step back and look at the man in the mirror. That's a good place to start. Step back and look at the man in the mirror and find out who you are.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I find that, you know, like you said, women know first what kind of man they're dealing with, and a real woman don't want a weak man.
Right. They do these tests. They do it with all of us guys. They're going to test to see what they get away with, because what a lot of you guys don't know is that you train every person in your life on how to treat you. You do it. And if a woman doesn't realize what you are, she can't figure you out, she's gonna test things, like start arguments, or ask for you to come put up her Christmas lights or Halloween lights and not give you sex, or go to expensive restaurants. I mean, she's going to do, or even argue or hit you or do something to see how you are going to either act as a man or react as a bitch. That's what she's waiting for. Because a man is going to lay that law down and lay the standard down. And she's going to say, okay, well, then you know what, I can't do that again, because if I do that again, he's going to take the dick off the table, and, you know, he's throwing that dick like a motherfucker, so I'm going to act right. Or he's going to make adjustments to suit her needs and break the whole system. And once she realizes I got you, oh, man, your friends, they're gone. You playing video games? Over with. You watching sports? Maybe. You going places? Hall pass. And if you don't believe me, look around. When you go to work, look at your friends that y'all used to hang out with. Like, oh, I can't. You know, the wife is mad at me. Or look, you get in trouble. I mean, what the fuck does that mean? How does one get in trouble or sleep on a couch, a grown man? But when a woman realizes there's sugar in the tank, that means that you bitch made, she's going to treat you as a bitch. They have no choice, because that's what the contract states.
That was funny, guys. Sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, how does that work? Shit.
I don't know. So tell me something, man. I mean, our couples out there, I know some couples out there has been together, and I guess they just kind of like trudging through life together, and the fire's kind of like left out the building. What would you tell them to get them jump started again?
Leave her. Leave her. But let me tell you something, guys. As a man, and one thing I teach my guys is also about sex. I've been married 15 years, and, you know, my wife can't bend over, take her clothes off, take a shower, undress. I mean, it's like a game of cat and mouse when she come home, because she know as soon as she takes some clothing off, it's like a signal somewhere in the house, and I gotta get on that ass. You know what I mean? And for a lot of guys, your fuck game is so bad. You 3-minute guys, you guys that won't even lick pussy, y'all won't do any of that nasty, dirty shit. Why do you think she's on the internet talking to people like you and me, Lamont, when she with a guy? Why? Because you don't know how to stimulate her mind. What I always call it, the pussy between her ears. Most guys are so busy going after the one between their legs, they never go after the one between their ears. But when you are good at what we do, like you and myself, Lamont, we know this. I don't need to get your pussy. Hey, look, it's already mine. All I got to do is get you to submit that shit to me.
And that's guys not exercising their own minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not doing it. They're not. They don't know they can exercise it, because they've never been taught how to exercise it. So they will plan sex out. I mean, I ask guys all the time, and this kind of gives me termination. I say, do you even name the pussy? They're like, name it. Why would I do that? I say, oh, there you go. Because once you name it, you got ownership of that motherfucker. Guys, that's what I should tell you. When I'm on the phone to call a chick up, man, I'm like, you know, if her name is Vanessa. How's my girl Vanessa doing? Oh, she fine. Now, don't be sitting on my girl now. You take care of my girl now. You know, talk that shit to her. They love that. But you guys, like, what you doing? Where you going? What's going on right now? All that stupid shit. They don't want to hear that. They want to get sexual stimulation between the ears. That's where you hook them. And I, you know, Lamont, I call that like the gingerbread house. You know, the Hansel and Gretel first saw the gingerbread house, and it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Which means when they meet someone like us, you know, we kind of stand out amongst the rest of everybody. And then they went over to taste the gingerbread house. So, you know, like I say, you and I are old school. We have a mouthpiece. So that means that I can talk you out to pussy over the telephone. Not only that, you know this one, not only talk them out the pussy, we can not only make them play with the pussy over the phone, but we can give them the orgasm over the phone before we even touch the pussy. And then they like, damn, if it's this good on the outside, what is it like on the inside? And that's when we got them. And that's when they start crying. And, you know, Lamont, you know, I'm having feelings for you. Why are you doing this, Lamont? Why would you do this to me? And then you be like, shut up. Come on, get sucked this dick. Okay, I'm on my way. You know what I'm talking about, Lamont.
With the guys, I don't get it. Because, first of all, most of these women nowadays, they're stuck on stupidity and not even trying to do something better with themselves. You know, they focus
right
on more some physical shit instead of some longevity in the first place. So I don't even get that one.
Yeah, I don't
so
either.
So when these guys contact you, and I know women contact you the same way, What do they do? What is the process? How do they get into your classes? How do you instruct them? How do they contact
you? And the thing about my classes, I just don't let everybody in. Because if I feel that you don't work or you don't listen or you don't follow directions well, I turn you down. And the funny thing is, I turn more people down then I bring them in, because to me it's not about your money. It's about helping you grow. And if you're fight, like for instance, I would test some guys out. I would say, you know what I want you to do, for instance, I throw a little small test. I say, well, why don't, like hypothetically, Harry Potter. Well, no, here's one, because starting in I think 13 days, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out in the movie theater, okay? And I would tell the guys there, well, if I told you to go see 50 Shades of Grey, would you go see that movie? No, why would I do that? That gay, man, that's stupid. It's gay. I don't want to go see that. Why would I want to go see that, right? I mean, that's the thought process. You know what I'm saying? But if I told you to go see it, would you do it? No, I wouldn't go do it. But I'm like, why? Why wouldn't you? Why would I want to do that? See, you're not teachable if you don't follow directions, because what a lot of these men don't understand, and I use Harry Potter as an analogy here, is that I always go back to nature and what I call watering holes. You see, lions don't hunt the prey. Lions normally, all the predators usually hang out by the water hole because they know what do the animals have to do. They've got to drink water, right? So it makes their job a little bit easier where the animals are coming to them. And I would take, for instance, like Harry Potter. And a lot of guys listen to this right now saying, well, why the fuck would I see Harry Potter? Motherfucker, I'm not telling you to go see Harry Potter, but you need to be there. And I'm just going to give you a hypothetical. Okay, I know the books came out in like 1996, but let's use that. Say Harry Potter came out next week. I'm going to use that as an example. Think about a 10-year-old girl back in 1996 who reading those dumbass books. 10 years old, or even in 2006. Think about a 15 or 12-year-old girl in 2006 reading those books. What do you think her tight-bodied, of-age ass is going to be opening night? Where do you think she's going to be at? You think she's going to be at home? Or is she going to be in line watching Harry Potter? And all the other guys are not going to want to go because they think it's gay, which is, yeah, it is gay, but I'm not going for the movie. I'm going for the ass. And that's the thing that separates, but that's the difference in what we do and everybody else does. We look outside of the box on ways that you can pick up women instead of just going to the club. Because most guys, you don't want to do the club. Or the strip club, because those are domains that you don't have enough game. And I hate using the word game, but they just don't have enough to pull women, you know?
What about the guys just go to the strip clubs, just sit there to feed them money?
Oh, there you go. You never, when it comes to strippers, you never go in their domain, because their domain is making money. That's it. They're there to give you a bunch of feel good. So they can get your money. They're Oscar award actresses in there. But when the strip club closes, most of the times they go to the IHOP or Denny's because them whores got to eat. That's where you pick them up at, outside of the Serengeti. But a lot of guys don't know that.
No, that's too simple. That's too much like common sense, but I always
say.
Yeah,
but common sense ain't so common, you know what I mean?
Common sense ain't common. I don't want to leave the women out, man. Tell the women, man, the women out there, listeners, man, how can they find that guy, that guy that they're looking for that they've been missing? Where can they find that guy? What do they do to find that guy?
They have to learn men. They have
to
push aside their ego.
Should they go to church?
I'm not saying don't go to church. But I'm saying is we all know you're not living by church standards. Let's be honest here. We know y'all are not virgins or anything like that. We know y'all are doing what y'all do, and I'm not knocking you for that. I'm saying, number one, close your legs. And what I mean by that is have protective stops. Stop having a lot of kids. Men don't like a lot of kids, number one. Number two, what you got to do is you have to stop listening to people like Steve Harvey, thinking that you wait 90 days is going to really get you a man. Come on, ladies, really? I can sleep for 90 days. I can wait it out. And when I get that 90 days, I can get that, and then I'm going to move on. So 90 days don't work, ladies. But what you need, the most important thing is, it takes a thief to catch a thief. And what I'm saying to you, ladies, is, you need to listen to people like us on this show right here, because we are in and have been in the game long enough to be honest with you and tell you the truth without lying to you. And that's one of the biggest problems. They rather go to the individual that will lie to them and give them soft lies instead of coming to real men like us and getting hard truths.
Man, you just said a mouthful right there. It's funny how you could sit up and tell them the truth the first time down, because that's the way you program. You tell them straight up the first time, and then they'll question you on it 2-3 times, and then about the third time, you don't care what they believe then, because you told them the first time.
There you go.
Wow. Ladies, listen to that one. All men ain't liars. So what else would you tell them to do or don't do?
Well, I'll tell women to get rid of their male friends.
I know it's something else you can tell them to do to get that guy, because we just don't want to leave them out there thinking it's just all knuckleheads.
Well, but you got to, again, it's part of the system I have. The thing is, with a man, you've got to present yourself just like a job. You got to show him what you have to bring to the table. Now, I'm not saying I would say for women, do background checks on these guys. Do your due diligence on these individuals, because every guy that smiles in your face is not really a man. Because there are differences between males and men. And a male is someone that will lie to you. And they're broken down to what I call Mr. Fairy Tale and Mr. Salt. Mr. Fairy Tale is going to say, you know what, baby? You know what? You're beautiful. You're special. You're great. You're the perfect woman. You're strong. You're a strong black woman. You're a strong white woman. You're great. Don't worry about what those guys say. It's all about you. You're precious. And why they're doing that, it's like the Trojan horse. They're trying to get you from the inside out. And then you have what I call Mr. Salt. Mr. Salt will tell you, you know what, man, don't mess with Lamont. He's a jerk. He's an a-hole. He's a misogynistic pig. Look how he treats you. I would never do that. Look at it. He only calls you because he wants this and wants that. And his intentions are the same as Mr. Fairy Tale, as in lying to you and backdooring you. But the thing about a man is he's going to tell you what is. And that's why I always say, ask what our intentions are. Because a real man is going to put the truth on the table. and allow you to make the choice of what you want to do, so you can't blame him later on. He's going to say, I want to have sex with you. I find you sexually attractive. But but a male is going to say, I want to get to know you because you're so special. I want to take you out, and I want to, have you on that boat where you're holding the umbrella, and I'm rowing, and I want to push you on a swing and get to know all those great qualities in you. They're lying to you. They want the ass, but they just don't know how to get it.
You just brought to mind another situation, man, back on the females again. What's up with the females that'll meet a thug type dude, and be in the back seat with him in the next 10 minutes, but then here's a guy that got a good job, presentable, respectable, the one they want to take home to mama, but they want him to go that 920 days.
Well, this is what women do. There's a scale, and I call it a sex scale. And it's got to be balanced. It's got to be a give and take type thing. Now, most of the thugs and the a-holes know how to put it down in the bedroom. They know their worth. Even though some of them ain't shit, they still know who they're worth. They're able to do the one thing that the other guys can't, and that's say no. Regardless if they're responsible or irresponsible, they can say no. So what happens is a woman feels more like, wow, this is a man here. Regardless if he's responsible or not, she sees him as that because he can say no. Whereas the nice guy is, he's not going to say no. He's going to say, I don't know, or maybe, or, what can I do to make you happy? What can I do to please you? Let me open the door. But, these are the kind of guys that were raised by a single mother. Think about this for a second. You know, we all know Papa was a rolling stone sometimes. Sometimes Dad got the ass. He knocked that ass off and kept moving. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but he kept moving. So Mom has a son, right? What do you think Mom's going to tell that son to do? Everything that she wished Papa did when he was tagging that ass from the back. She going to sit there and say, well, open the door. Tell her how pretty she is. Take her out on dates. Give her flowers. Do all these things that's not going to get you pussy. Go ahead. Do all those things. But if Dad was in the picture, Dad would be like, look, son, look. It's about you. You're a man. You're great. You have a legacy. Your legacy starts with you. Everything's about you. You're great. I mean, just hitting him with all that stuff. But these males go over here with this mindset of, we used to be in these tight pods, and it's carried over. They had Saved by the Bell, Seinfeld, How I Met Your Mother, just TV shows where men and women just hung out, They would just hang out. They'd meet somewhere, Beverly Hills 90210. They would meet somewhere and hang out and talk about a bunch of silly shit that the men didn't really care about. And what these guys do is they take on that personality, and this is part of the problem going full circle. What happens is, for instance, like say you and I are talking. You and I are at a party. And we talking, first thing we do, we're going to talk about all the ass in the room and everything and, what chick you want to talk to, which one I want to talk to. And if a woman comes in our conversation, we're not going to really change what we're talking about. We're not going to adjust our conversations. Now, you take a male. They're probably saying the same thing. Oh, look at Sarah over there, John. Hey, did you see Sarah? Oh, wow, she's real pretty. Wow. And then another woman walks in the conversation. They talking about ass. A woman walks in the conversation, they're like, oh yeah, so what was work like? How was school today? They would change everything. And what happens is they start to take on the mindset. Have you remember that Lawrence Fishburne movie? Was it Deep Cover?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was a police officer, but he started taking on the perception and role of what he was undercover doing. And that's what these guys do. They want to sleep with these women, but after a while, hanging out with them so much, they start to act more like women than men, because they rather sit and talk about traffic, TV, and any other bullshit women come up with, instead of talking about getting that ass. And for anyone, ladies, that doesn't like what I'm saying, I go back to nature. Show me a lion that will see a zebra that's clipped in the Serengeti. K-movie is clipped. Show me a lion that's just going to walk by the zebra or go up to the zebra like, excuse me, zebra. Excuse me. Can we hang out? What's going on with the hippos today? Really? If you can find one that does that, I'll quit today.
Oh, shoot. No. Hey, look, they ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to even try to find out what's real or what's not. They're just going to tell you how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all they're going to tell you, how they feel and what it's based on. They have no
clue. Oh, yeah.
No clue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one other thing, man. I know we're getting down to, like, the last few minutes of the show.
What does it
take for somebody to have a happy situation?
Okay. First rule is, guys, it's not your job to make a woman happy. I'm going to say it again, guys. It is not your job to make a woman happy. Happiness has to come from the inside, from that woman. You can't give her something that she can't. She has to be on her own. Your job to make her feel special. But the problem is you're going about trying to, you're in the business of making her happy instead of demanding respect. See, I'm not in for love. I'm not about love relationships. Love relationships tend to go with Dr. Phil, problems, issues. I'm all about this thing called a respect relationship, where I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated. If you treat me any opposite way, you're gone. That's rule number one. Rule number two is see rule one. And that's it. It's so simple. But only a man can do it, because a man can let a woman go and sleep like a baby. Dog, he sleeps like a baby so well, he probably put his thumb in his mouth and not even think about that woman. That's the power of a true man. Whereas a male, he's going to cupcake, apologize, beg, please come back. What did I do wrong? I'll compromise my standards. And as long as you compromise your standards, you will never find the woman that you deserve as a man.
So the man's role is to make the woman feel special, but she has to be a happy female within her own self in order to please him, or how does that work again?
Well, she has to have her shit together. And I'm not saying he doesn't, ladies. I'm not saying it's both ways, ladies. He has to have his shit together. But what I'm saying for you is that the reason I put more on you, ladies, is because you make these bad choices in men and you sleep with these guys, have children by these guys who don't want you, and then you're left with these children. And your value deteriorates. Man, I was in a seminar the other day, and I was talking about the ice cream. And I'll tell the ladies about the ice cream. If you get a gallon of ice cream and get a scooper, and scoop one scoop for every man that you've slept with in your life, and take two scoops out for every man you had a child with, look what you have left over, and that's what the man sees, a real man. Because if you've blown your pussy out and fucked your way and where your pussy looks like chewed up meat, a man ain't going to want to deal with you like that. A man wants a woman to have some type of traditional standard to her where, you know what, she knows the roles. You know what, my man, I don't have to have my man walk in front of me. We can walk beside each other, but you know what, I know my place at the dinner table. you know, I'm going to talk to my man. We're going to communicate. But as the man of the house, unless he doles it out to me, his decisions are final. And it's not decision that it's just going to be this way, as I'm talking to the guys right now. It's you're going to give the reasons why, because that's part of the communication. But today, in today's world, these women want to be so independent that they think that they need to run the show. And I don't even know how that even works.
That's mind-boggling, too. And I guess that goes back to the ball of confusion. That's why so much chaos and confusion it is, because the woman
yep.
want to run the show, and then the men, they're not having it. So now nobody's talking to each other. They're talking at each other.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. That vicious circle again. And I guess the women out there that know their role, and the men that know their role in this world, I guess
yes.
they figured it out, and I guess they sitting back laughing at the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. The reason that they're laughing is because they know that they're done. I go to Walmart, and you and I can take a trip to Walmart, walk around, and I can point out all the women that's miserable, the ones that are probably cheating on their man, and their men have no idea that what's going on. But I can also tell you the ones who are really into their woman. Their woman are into their man and stuff. Because behaviors, look, I don't, and here, you know, women always tell you how many times, you don't know me, you don't know my situation. I don't need to know you. I just follow your behaviors. Your behaviors will tell me everything I need to know, man.
All you got to do is watch. I tell people that
all
the time.
That's all I have to do is watch.
I watch your body language. I watch your eyes. I watch how you move. I watch what you don't do. It tells me everything. And then it's insulting for somebody to deny that stuff, because some men, and most of us, and the real men, we make it our business to be observative and pay attention.
Yes.
I look around
yes.
all the time. I know where I'm at all times.
No, yeah.
I don't know, man. Well, listen, man, it's been fun. Taking time out of your day, man, I certainly appreciate you, man. Please tell our listeners where they can go out and see your work, get your work, support your work. And I know these guys need to be taking down your number, and the women too. So like I said, it's a lot of women that got men, can't keep them, and a lot of them that want a man and don't know what to do to get them. You know, they probably run them away, but, you know, maybe they'll take your course and listen, some help for them.
Well, I want to say thank you for having me on, first off. I really do appreciate it. But for the ladies, go to www.unlockthemancode. Go there. We have podcasts. We have a live radio show and videos for you to understand men, because that's all I'm teaching you. I'm not here to blow your minds up. I'm here to show you more about what men like, so you can just separate the men from the bitches. Now, for the guys, you go to www.themanmindset, and that also has live radio shows, videos, and a lot of information, free boot camps that you can utilize, absolutely free. We give you a lot of free information, so you will know that we know what we're talking about, because before you invest in me, I want you to do your homework on me so I can show you that, you know what, I can get you where you need to go. Remember, I've been married. Let's start it. I used to be the whore, the slut, the gigolo. I used to go through women. I was the one that was in the bed at 9 years old with the babysitter. I couldn't get my dick hard. But, you know, I was a little nervous and shit. But, you know, who could say they would do with their babysitter at that age? But I'm just saying, I was that guy. Now I'm out the game. I'm also that married man for 15 years. In this internet Ashley Madison times, where I don't have any problems in my relationship. So I would just say that, look, I am success. And if you want to follow success, you just sit back and listen and learn.
Great, great. Definitely. And plus, the show will be in our archives. For those that came in late, you can always go back and listen to this show, also available on your iTunes. I know everybody in the United States got iTunes, so it'll be available also in your iTunes podcast, also worldmovement.com. You know you can get it there at our World Movement record site. It's available there as well. And again, bro, appreciate you, man, and we're definitely going to be keeping our thumbs up, and I know you don't need it, but you're doing your thing, man. Keep representing, man, and hopefully, man, we've woke up a couple, if not more than a million or two of our fellow brothers out there of all genres and our sisters, too.
Respect. Oh, and you know what, man? I just want to say again, thank you very much, and we really do appreciate you for what you're doing because, you know, what you're doing is a great thing, and people need to understand that. Not too many men nowadays are taking their time to do what you're doing as well, and you're trying to educate these individuals on the same thing we are. So my hat goes off to you. We support you. We have nothing but love for you, and, you know, we got your back, man.
All right. Appreciate you, man. We'll definitely be in touch, man.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Steve. The Dean Williams, y'all. WorldMovement.com in the building, y'all.